Hey everyone, this is Yannick Silver, and I am really excited to have one of my buddies, Ed O'Keefe, on the line here, one of our newest Maverick 1000 members. And we're going to be talking about, obviously, our philosophy of make more, have more fun, and give more. And Ed's going to come at it from his own unique position. Ed lives in Chicago, father of four. I've known Ed for, I don't know how many years now, on and off in this crazy marketing world. And Ed has a great startup story. Hopefully we'll get him to share some of that, from going from a bartender to being one of the top dental practice gurus, I guess, experts in the country. built that for several years. Has now sold a stake in that business, and has been just involved in all sorts of online and offline things, and actually attended his first Maverick experience with us at Covert Ops, so he got to go shoot some guns and drive cars and go rescue some hostages. So welcome, Ed.
Hey, Yannick. Hey, yeah, thanks for having me. Hi to everybody. This is exciting for me. Glad to be here. And you know, been a huge fan of yours, even though we're friends. Just got to tell you, I mean, you've always been a someone I've looked up to, and glad to be a part of the group now.
Well, thanks. The looking up to is that an inside joke? That you're
like
6'2",
right?
And I'm 5'8".
Yeah, right. How funny.
Hey, so let's fill in a couple blanks here on your just some of your background of how you got started and what you're mainly, obviously, you've been known for is the dental profit side.
Sure.
It's like 5,000 some dentists that you work with?
Yeah, I mean, we've over the past 9.5 years, I mean, I'll give the quick 30-second, how I got to there, because I think it's important, especially for guys who are either just starting out or they're getting some traction in their internet business or marketing business, and kind of give you a little background on where I was at. I got my nursing degree in my bachelor's in nursing coming out of college, played volleyball in college. And I knew junior year, I mean, I got that entrepreneurial bug. I was like, there's no way I'm going into nursing. And so, my first thing was I thought I was going to be a motivational speaker. And that sucked because I didn't know how to market my business. And then the second thing was I stumbled across, like, Corey Rudel's, I think, his first ever DVD that was out there, and then the e-book at the time on how to make money online. And that's kind of like when the epiphany hit me that, you know, I didn't have to be running around trying to speak to people, that I could actually make money online. And so what I did was I took what I was speaking about and my background in, like, hypnosis, neuro-linguistic programming, and combined it with what I was doing was coaching volleyball, and I started my first internet website called volleyballsecrets.com. Did that for about 2 years and actually started making a little bit of money. And then I realized that at that time there were a bunch of guys making money teaching professionals and business owners how to make money through their dental or through their practices or businesses, and namely like Jeff Paul, Ben Altadonna, those guys were doing it back then. And so I immediately decided to jump into the game of licensing. I licensed Jeff Paul's 101 Ways to Get Customers product, and then I went into the dental market. Just for full-blown honesty, I didn't know anything about what I was doing other than I knew the three basics of marketing of, you know, grow your business with, get more customers, sell them more stuff. And then I just dove into the dental market. I didn't know anything about dentistry, and ran a couple ads, and they produced a pulse, and then just kind of kept going forward from there. So that was about 9.5 years ago when I started running the first ad in dentistry.
Okay. And, I'm not going to let you off the hook that easily. So I think there's a couple key things in there that I think are really cool. One is, you went out and applied some of the stuff to what you knew about, which was volleyball at the time.
Yeah.
That, hey, let me just, you know, I always tell people a lot, it's about the process, not the profits, when you get started.
Totally.
And, for you, it's kind of figuring some of the stuff out, getting something up on your own, and seeing what worked. And then, you know, what's really interesting is you took a big shortcut, and I don't know if we've had too many people talk about this yet in any of our interview series. Has been this this licensing opportunity where you license material from someone else who was already successful in one industry, so that you could have a shortcut in another one. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, I didn't even know what licensing was at the time, and I still really don't, other than it's an opportunity to use somebody's other either intellectual property or their customer base or their product and leapfrog into that market with it. And I'll tell everybody right now, I mean, even to this day, I'm still, like, and when you hang out with, like, all the Maverick guys or guys Yannick has at his events and stuff like that, you'll notice a pattern, I would say, amongst all of them, but I'll just share my philosophy, which is we're all busy. We all have a ton of things going on. I got four kids, and I like to spend a ton of time with them. So my philosophy is very, very simple. It's either, A, I look for strategic relationships and partners that have something that I don't, and if we can synergistically work together, that's great. If that doesn't work, my first step is I look for a model in the marketplace, and it doesn't have to be the same place. And then my philosophy on finding a model is pretty simple, but I've really never heard anyone talk about it in this way, is that I'll study like a handful of guys doing something I want to learn how to do. I'll identify one or two whom I think are the real deal, and then I shut everybody else out. And what I look for when I look for these shortcuts is I look for a model that has similar value systems that I do, and then what I try and do is map out their values and their beliefs and then their strategy. And what I mean by values is, like, what's important to them. And so one of the first things I'll ask people is, you know, like, well, on a daily basis, monthly basis, weekly basis, what are the things you're thinking about? Because that's what's important to them. And then I'll map out their process. And then I think where a lot of guys screw up, Yannick, is they'll hear you say something, like, as a guy teaching them, like, hey, go run this, test this ad on, or run this, you know, pay-per-click campaign on Google, rotate two different landing pages, and then send them to this offer. And then they hear someone else's philosophy, and then they try and meld, like, a third-party philosophy. Mm-hmm. And so when you're just starting out, I try and get as clear as possible as to the steps, and since I'm a little ADD on things, I need those steps or else I'll never get anything done. And then, so that's the shortcut principle there. And then licensing, I mean, if you're going to go to a new market, you can license. In the nutritional market, it's private labeling, which most people don't know about, but you can have almost any product in the world and just stick a label on it and it's yours for almost the same price as if you, you know, built, or actually a lot cheaper than if you built your own. So I rambled a little bit there, but, I mean, I'm always looking for shortcuts.
And not shortcuts as far as short-circuiting the system and not trying to rip people off by having the shortcut, but it's a shortcut to creating immense value. And so, for instance, the licensing aspect, and we've licensed some of our intellectual property, and the way it works is I kind of stumbled on it way back before I really knew what I was doing. But one of my first products was to cosmetic surgeons, and so yeah. I had the product on, and, you know, it's doing pretty well, especially for being how old I was at the time. And just talking to someone locally in my area, he was a chiropractor, and kind of saw what I was doing, and he's like, well, you know, why don't you just give me your course, I'll fix it up, and I'll sell it to another marketplace. And I licensed it to him to go out to veterinarians, and it worked for a little while. He just didn't put in the time and effort, really, and it didn't really blow up, but it obviously saved him a massive amount of time and effort to create it himself and just to go out there and go put it out in the marketplace and see what happens. And like you said, you ran some ads, got a pulse, and away you went. The other thing that's interesting is, so in the dental marketplace, and maybe you can give us your overall philosophy on this. There's obviously more than, you know, one or two people who are out there selling how to improve your dental practice.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, to give you a little historical perspective, and you know, I don't want everybody to jump into the dental space just because they heard that, you know, we're doing really well in it.
Right.
For a couple reasons, and I'm being very transparent here. One is when you go back to, like, when Ben Altadonna was in chiropractic, or, like, Jeff Paul were in, you know, the teaching financial planners, that goes about 12 years back. it cost them around $2 per lead to get a customer, to get a lead. You know, and they were converting because they were the only people in the space. They were converting at like, you know, 10 to 20%. I mean, so the game has—it's not even the same world, okay? But the point I think Yannick, you know, that you're trying to go for there, and I think it's right on, which is, you know, the fact that there were a ton of competitors in dentistry when I went into it, we saw as a good sign because it was, we knew that it was a market that would spend money.
Right.
And that's really, that's a writer downer. I mean, you know, when I went into the volleyball market, I was trying to sell to volleyball coaches where if you do like the data research on that, there's only like 3,200 registered certified coaches in the whole nation, where knowing what I know now, I would have gone after the parents who get wrangled into coaching and teach them like youth volleyball drills. And I probably would have never left the market. I probably would have just duplicated myself in all the coaching markets, knowing what I know now. But you got to know where the money's at. And competition's not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing because the world is just so big, you know.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's one of the things I think people get scared off of is they see competition and don't go into it. But at the same time, you can't show up in a marketplace that's crowded, which most marketplaces are right now, and have the same
yeah.
old same old story. You can't show up and be like, okay, well, I'm going to show you how to grow your dental practice. Let's go.
Yeah, totally.
50 other people out there who are consultants and marketers and experts who are out there, you know, singing that same dance there. What's your thought on differentiation and how you would go into a marketplace and maybe you may
yeah,
see you as, a,
great.
As an obvious choice?
Well, I'll just share something I'm doing right now, and it requires a little bit of work. And if you're afraid to work in the beginning, like in Leonic said something great earlier about, like, you know, it had a pulse, but he wasn't willing to put time and effort into it. There's no guys that got to this level or even much higher than I'm at. God, by, you know, hoping they could just click a few buttons in life, you know, just pour money on their doorstep. So good question. So I've been in the dental market for, you know, 9.5 years. And so the challenge when you're in a market for that long is how do you come up with new stuff? Like when I went into dentistry, direct response marketing and two-step marketing was like an epiphany. Like, holy crap, you mean you can educate people before they get to your office. Now there's like 400 people in there who all came from certain circles who are all teaching exactly what I was teaching 9 years ago, and then now there's even more things because of all the social media and stuff like that. But what I did recently, one of my new passions is just natural search engine optimization, like how to get ranked fast, and I'm testing some things in some really competitive markets that are outside of dentistry. And so I decided to do some work with my dental practices and, you know, apply it where you're at, which goes back to the volleyball point as well. But what I've done, I haven't done this in a while, Yannick, is I'm actually doing, I'm not doing consult calls because I'm not suggesting not do that. I think in the beginning, if you can, the closer you can get to understanding the psychology of your customer, the better. But what I am doing are audits, and I'm not going to explain the whole process, but I'm doing audits of their entire web strategy. And what I've identified in literally just a few hours of doing it, and I'm doing it just Camtasia in my own computer and walking through this series of research tools, what I've identified is probably about 4 new products that nobody's really selling in the dental space that all my doctors will need. And, you know, I'll be the first one bringing it to them, and since I have that relationship, the conversion rate should be much higher, and the trust factor is there. So what I believe is either A, there's a couple of things. A, you either need to be the guy who's being the hero in a market if you're doing like guru marketing, and you got to tell them why everything else, everyone else has been lying to them. Or B, you need to be, you take a different route, which is you become friends with all the top people and you bring something that's a little bit different that people will, it's a natural progression. And I'll give one little tip. Like iPad marketing, like I don't know anybody really making a lot of money on iPhone marketing, iPad stuff. So I'll probably
right.
get some emails from guys going, oh, I am. I'll show you. Well, but I do have an iPad.
Creating apps for them?
Yeah, I do have an iPad. And I do know that if you look at, like, I always tell people this. I go, hey, look at download the app 60 minutes. It's like $10, so if you don't have $10, then you'll be left out. But the whole point was I go, oh my God, that is the future of iPad of marketing.
It's called 60 minutes.
Yeah, the 60 minutes. It's a TV show.
Okay.
And just download it. And what I'm just trying to point out is the use of video content and how nice it is, and that in 4 to 5 years, you know, that's where it's going to be, or it might be, or something else might happen. But I like being future thinking because it keeps me excited. But the bigger point of all that rambling is this: the closer you can get to your customer early on, especially when you're starting a new business and your prospects. I remember Gary Halbert saying this, and I dreaded the idea of actually getting on the phone with customers and prospects, because most people who start internet businesses just want to sit behind their computer. The more data you can gather and the more you can communicate early on to really have a strong sense of what their biggest problems are, pains are, and what they need, that's where you can get a lot of your unique competitive advantage and unique difference when entering a market space.
Yeah, that's a good point. And it comes back to doing some of the work that most people aren't willing to do, again.
Yeah, yeah. And just fall on your face. Who cares?
Yeah.